So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready?
Yeah, you just give me a
test. Hey man, this is Tommy Chong. And whenever I want to get high, I don't say no. I just listen to John Boy and Billy. Who wrote this? Yeah. Test!
Cock-a-doodle-doo, up and at 'em. It's Friday. Yeah, it's the last day of September, so let's celebrate, shall we? Woo! That a girl. How many national days? Four today here on the last day of September, National Chewing Gum Day.
Oh, yeah, obviously this is the B string.
Yeah, that's because old William Wrigley Jr.'s birthday. That's one of our dates in history. You need to know because it's going to set you up.
Hey, no spoilers, man.
My outburst, all right? We're thinking ahead, It's National Love People Day. So you people who don't love people, try to love people today.
Or every day.
I've heard certain people hate flowers and people.
I was misquoted in the newspaper.
No,
at that
I was
one
standing
time.
There when you said it.
I hate flowers. I hate people.
You were kidding, but you know when you read it, right?
Yeah, it does. I did. All right. I really love people and flowers,
just not at the same time. That was the problem. That.
But and you said don't make eye contact.
It's National Mud Pack Day. Gives permission to get muddy. What we were waiting on. Mm. Y'all ever have a mud pack when we was doing our comedy shows at the Grove
well,
Park?
I was
Inn
going to, but Spanky's head took all the mud.
they took all. That's what we said.
And it looked great until the mud fell off.
And today is National Hot Mulled Cider Day. Yeah.
You said that cool.
Well, I know. Hot mulled cider. All right, so there you go. And we'll get back to those three important dates in history. Get you ready for Outburst. Get a first prize pack out in minutes. Big shows on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack today is a big old Happy Jack prize pack full of dog and cat products. Happy Jack celebrating 78 years of veterinary products for dogs, cats, and horses. Available at Better Farm and hardware stores, including Tractor Supply. Always ask for Happy Jack, my dog Pearlwood. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Happy Jack banner. Check it out. Listen up right here at our 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. It was on this date in 1862, I told you, chewing gum industrialist William Wrigley Jr. was born. Besides being the Wrigley's chewing gum president and founder, he also was the Chicago Cubs founder.
Today, yeah. He would probably have his own space program. He's one of those guys that's got that kind of money.
Passed away in 1932. It was Wrigley Field affair.
Don't you miss the Wrigley's double mint twin commercials?
Easy for you to say.
Oh, man. I didn't even realize Wrigley's double mint was so difficult.
Think about it on Rivalry Week. All right, move up to 1915. The first asphalt-covered automobile racetrack is open in Cranston, Rhode Island.
And before that, you know what they used? Chewing gum.
1915, paved a racetrack. And finally, on this date in 2000, a 76-year-old ex-convict demanded two $50 bills from a bank teller and then told the teller he'd be outside his car smoking a cigarette waiting to be returned to prison. So police said bank employees in Council Bluffs, Iowa, weren't sure if he was serious, but they gave him the money, called police, and sure enough, arrested him a few minutes later, waiting in his car, smoking a cigarette.
He was like Brooks, the guy in Shawshank Redemption that couldn't hack it on the outside.
I was thinking about that, Shawshank. Been a good movie scene. Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you go. There's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. There's your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. Sunday, October 9th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. A new low for Limbo Airlines. Check it out and make your daily visit to BigShow.com. And right now, get out Friday.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Brian from Havelock, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how you doing today, John Boy?
Hey, man, we are all good. Welcome in here. All right, Brian, we're looking to you to get through these categories, get to win and begin. And you ready?
I am.
In 5 seconds, three chewing gum brands. Ready? Go.
Double Mint, Juicy Mint, Juicy Fruit, and Orbit.
All right, today. All right, all around, William Wrigley Jr. Now we need three famous racetracks. Ready, go.
Darlington, South Carolina, Martinsville, Virginia, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Look you, including states and everything. Now for the win, Brian, three banks. Ready, go.
First Citizens Bank and Trust, Wells Fargo, Chase Manhattan.
Well, you were ready for it. Aced. The category's Happy Jack prize pack. We'll get that beautiful Havelock, North Carolina, to your place, Brian.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. And first time caller.
All right, man. Making the most out of it. Get out for Brian. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, call all happy boys. And we're going to call our agent Murray in about 20 minutes.
Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, how about Happy Boy Live? You know, to sing along with the audience. Let's do it.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio, Friday, September the 30th. Who's on the desk over at Red Tot? Red Hot. I'll just let them start here.
There we go.
I mean, hello, Red Hot Town Incorporated.
Is this Mr. Pesto?
No, this is.
John Boy and Billy here. How are you, Seal?
Well, let's see. I'm 53 years old, never been married, no prospects. I'm 12 pounds overweight. Okay, 15. I'm stuck in a low-paying, dead-end job with little or no chance for... Oh, wait. You weren't really asking. You were just making small talk, weren't you?
Well, yeah.
In that case, I'm good. How are you?
We're good, too. Where's Murray?
He's in Hollywood closing a million-dollar deal with one of the biggest stars in the biz, whose name I am not at liberty to disclose.
Really?
Well, no, but... He's laying on the couch watching Basketball Wives. Doesn't project the professional image that we're going
for. Can we talk to him?
Better you than me. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, Murray. Jim, Bob, and Bobby have two. Jimbo and Bobby. J-I-M-E-O. The big one's the hoarder that's giving away all the stuff from his junk drawer on the radio. Yes, they're still on the roster. Don't ask me. You're the one that keeps renewing their deal. Pick it up. Oh, please. He'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Hello, Jimbo.
Yeah.
Love you. Mean it. Right. Hey, babe. Charlotte Race Week is coming up, and I may have a couple of bookings.
Cool. All right. What you got?
Job number one involves the Sunday pre-race festivities. Robosaurus, the giant car-crunching robot, attacks during driver introductions and goes after a few strategically placed vehicles with the Speedway logo on them. Mm. But the heroic efforts of the track mascot Lugnut and his band of lovable misfits will subdue the monster just in time for the green flag.
Let me guess, where two of the lovable misfits?
No, they're going to paint Speedway logos on your cars.
You told him Robosaurus could eat our cars?
Oh, relax, babe. He doesn't really eat them. He just shakes them a little bit and maybe flattens a couple of tires. We're talking $2,000-$3,000 in damaged tops.
And who's going to pay for that?
Well, I just assume both of you have insurance.
Murray, I don't think that's going to work.
Okay, then we're on to job number two. During the big race, NASCAR is going to have a roving camera crew shooting TV ads to show that race fans are not just a bunch of loud, beer-guzzling rednecks.
All right, what do they want us to do?
They want you to stay home.
Got anything else?
Are you open to being shot into the stands by the world's largest T-shirt cannon?
Not in the least.
Then that's pretty much it. Hey, listen, babe, I need to run here. I got a lot of stuff on my plate.
Busy day, huh?
No, Seal stopped at Denny's and got me the Grand Slam breakfast. Boy, this is a lot.
Good to know. You're hard at work as usual.
Hey, guys got to eat, you know? Speaking of which, let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And remember, you are the wind beneath my sheets.
Wings.
You are the wings beneath my sheets?
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, thanks, babe. You're not so bad yourself. And you might love the Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo.
What?
Call me.
I'll tell you this, Mr. John Boy, or whatever your name is over there. I'll tell you this, Mr. Syndication, or whatever your name is. There'll be no stupid quiz in heaven, I'll tell you that.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, and the High Seas Rally, the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship, now less than a month away. Get you a spot reserved. Great parties, cool games, chance to win a custom-built motorcycle, plus live music from Colt Ford, Foghat, Molly Hatchet, and more. Sails from Florida October 29th, on board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas. Get the full story at highseasrally.com. Be sure to look for the link at thebigshow.com. Right there, register for my wonderful things of the week. We give them away in 2 hours. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Fish and Cycles prize pack. Fish and Cycles makes premier electric bicycles at a budget-friendly price. Go to thebigshow.com, click on Fish and Cycles banner, and see why others have gone fishing. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. First Friday morning, head into Talladega. That's when this song was recorded, as we were getting ready to have fun in Alabama with the drivers of the day. Ooh-wah, ooh-wah. Talking about stuff holding up great over time.
Wow.
I ain't going to get nothing out of y'all. Man. All right, well, go ahead. I'll enjoy it. End it.
I started out on local tracks for bragging rights or a cold six-pack. Following the lead of my family tree, it didn't take much of a reason for me. I used to root for the Alabama gang, held my breath at the sight of flame. I tried drag racing on a quarter mile, and soon found out that it wasn't my style. Focused back in on the round track race, with a big time sponsor I was keeping up pace. From the banks of Talladega to the Monster Mile, I'm driving like crazy and it's driving me wild. Pit crew's ready and to strap me in. I feel the heat in my chest again. The neck goes up, my goggles down. Tension builds in Charlottetown. Plug your wheels and grab a seat. Start those engines now. It's need for speed and a heart that's driven. Round and round, turning left for a living. Heating up wheels behind the pace car, 500 miles but we don't go far. I'm the man of the hour sitting on the pole. The green flag drops and the thunder rolls. Find a drafting partner running nose to tail. Pedal to the metal, just giving it hell. Get back in before they shut the door. Eli shouts, trouble on turn four. running three wide as we hit the smoke. Say a little prayer and go for broke. Burning fuel, screeching steel. Hold my breath, time stands still. The pit crew's ready to strap me in. I feel the heat in my chest again. The net goes up, my goggles down. Tension builds in Charlottetown. Plug your ears and grab a seat. Start those engines now. It's a need for speed and a heart that's driven round and round. The pit crew's ready and to strap me in. I feel the heat in my chest again. The net goes up, my goggles down. Tension builds in Charlottetown. Plug your ears and grab a seat. Start those engines now. It's a need for speed and a heart that's driven round and round. Turn left for living. Oh, he's gone now, boy.
All right, feel free to sing that the rest of the day. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's review yesterday's question. We found out 75% of modern-day American women will have done this at least once by the time they're 30. Only about 60% of American men will have done the same.
They've been married.
Been married. Figure out how that works and then get back to us. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. During medieval times, customers would judge the quality of products in this category by how white they were. Only the purest, whitest versions were considered to be of the highest quality.
What are basketball players? Which just shows you how long we had to go. Wow.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through the last day of September. And our video of the day is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400, Sunday, October 9th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We got a new low for Limbo Airlines. Check it out, make it visit BigShow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now, a white version of a product that, frankly, is kind of all over the place on quality, depending on how close to the weekend it is. He's John Moore.
And thank you. Let's say hey to James out of Dublin, Virginia. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
Hey, man, welcome.
Thank you.
James, you first up. Let's see what you got. It was during medieval times. Customers would judge the quality of products in this category by how white they were. Only the purest, whitest versions were considered to be of the highest quality. What you thinking, James?
I'm going to say wool.
Wool. All right. Bye-bye, black sheep. Have you any wool? No. Yeah, the black sheep wouldn't have worked there for the wool deal. I say, where are you going with that? Were you thinking that same song I was? High five. James.
Why doesn't anybody want you to be happy?
Oh, no. I'm looking outside the room now.
Now you know how I feel every time I reach for a high five. All right, high five. Well, y'all have a good day.
What's wrong with you, man?
We appreciate you, James. You have a great day, buddy.
Okay, first time caller, so maybe I'll get it next time.
All right, buddy. You know it can be done. All right, dear. Let's go to Randall. He's in Bolivia, Tennessee. Good morning, Randall.
How are you today?
Hey, man. I'm just looking for new friends. What'd you say? Where are we going later?
Man, wherever you want to go, let's go fishing.
That sounds good, man. Yeah.
First time caller.
Well, all right. Get it out for Randall here. All right. Hi, Randall. Speaking of fishing, the Fishing Cycles prize pack is up for grabs here.
You can tell us what products that we're looking for, judged by how white they were.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're listening to you think. Uh-huh.
Bread.
You say bread.
Southern is safe.
We don't want no pumpernickel bread.
As is. Bad news, m'lady. Bakers knew whiter bread would bring in more dough, so they would often artificially whiten their loaves with all kinds of bad things.
Ew.
Yeah, didn't really have a good FDA back there in medieval times.
No, no. But they punished the bakers they caught.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, put them in locks. They even beat them with with rolling pins. And
oh,
then,
right.
And
then beat them with their own instruments. I like it.
They'd break up their ovens and run them out of town.
I'm bad.
True.
All right.
Hey, John Boy.
Yeah.
Can I get a ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah?
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Excellent.
See, we don't ask for much. Hang on, Randall. Jackie, hook you up.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bottom of the hour. Top of your news. Yeah, after the report, we'll be ready to bang on the drum. We'll head toward the Playhouse in 20 minutes. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio rolling through your Friday. And Friday morning song. This will get you going. Hit it.
I expect action, and before 11 o'clock tonight.
Mister, you better find yourself another line of work. This one sure don't fit your pistol.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I have been having a very bad day.
What?
Hey, man, what are we gonna do, man? We gotta get out of here.
Do you guys have a life? I mean, do you do anything besides this creepy stuff? What do you do for fun?
Oh, no, we don't have fun. We just work. Here's our fun right now.
Work.
Well, I realize my father makes a lot of money, but you see, he's not giving me any.
Yeah, weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the time between work and more work. The time when you go out looking for happiness and end up hunched over somebody else's toilet the weekend.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party.
I hate work.
All I need are some tasty waves. Cool buzz. And I'm fine.
I don't want to play, I just want to.
Sorry, I'm hot today.
I'm having chest pain.
Work.
I hate work.
I've had enough of this doo-doo.
Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Right. Got the scraps, brand new, old love. It's time Friday. It's time for the Playhouse in. Jackie, are you ready, baby? No. Are you ready now? No.
Oh,
no.
Man.
You ready now? No.
No.
Now? Yeah. Silence before it happens. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Turkey Walk. As our story opens, 8-year-old Mickey Moran is out for a stroll in a thick forest.
Shavy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Afternoon there, Sonny.
Huh? Who said that?
I did. Name's Frank Deaver. I'm the local game warden. And you are?
My name's Mickey.
Howdy, Mickey. Who's your little friend?
Huh? Oh, this here's my pet turkey, Tom.
Is that right? I seen you strolling along with a shotgun under one arm and a turkey under the other. I thought for a minute you might be hunting. In case you ain't heard, it ain't turkey season.
Oh, no. We ain't hunting, mister. Me and Tom's just out for a walk. I brung the shotgun in case we run up on a bear.
That's good thinking.
Thanks.
But it don't look like Tom's in no shape to be walking. Looks like he's been shot.
Oh, that? Me and him stopped to rest under a tree a ways back. Tom started poking around the shotgun, and then he knocked it over, and it went off. And I'm just taking him home to bury him in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You know, Sonny, I hate to be skeptical, but I'd say there's a good chance Tom is more of your plan for dinner than your pet. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to walk with you and make sure you get home safe.
You sure you ain't a weirdo?
Not as far as you know. I told you, I'm the game warden. Now, when we get to your house, I'm going to watch you bury that turkey in the backyard.
Okay.
If you put old Tom on the ground, that'll be fine. You start plucking his feathers, I'm going to yank out a hunk of your hair. And if you break his drumsticks, I'm going to break your legs. Whatever you do to him, I'm going to do to you. So let me ask you one more time. What's your plan for that turkey?
Well, I reckon I'm just gonna kiss his butt and let him go.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
You're a little too young for that top two button joke. What's your mom look like?
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old guy at the turkey department at PetSmart say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Ow, 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 ow.
Roger.
A Big Show on the radio. In 1 hour, we give away John Boy's Wonderful Things of the Week, giveaway number 44. You got 1 hour to register if you would like a brand new hat from the American Whitetail Authority and a couple of autographed pictures of some random Atlanta Braves players from 1992. Looked them up with Steve Avery and Sid Bream. Check it out, thebigshow.com. All right, quick. Our boys from Rolling Smoke Nation, Kevin Sport and Hound Brown, leaving Nashville for the weekend. They're going to be at the Kansas City Speedway today through all the way through Sunday, the American Royal Barbecue Contest. Going to be playing some tunes, hanging out at Gunner Wilhelm Knives, sharing the love of Kaneka Sausage, and, of course, John Boy and Billy Grilling Sauce. And on making a scene, look up our boys, Rolling Smoke. Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win is the current events quiz. Take C, get a Happy Herd prize pack. Happy Herd makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. If you're not using the Happy Herd nutrition system, better hope your neighbors aren't either. Just go to BigShow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB at checkout, and get 10% off. Well, I told you early this morning, less than a month away from the High Seas Rally, the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship. We've been meeting and talking to some people who are going to be there and involved in this. And got a very special guest on the line right here. We got an 8-year Marine Corps vet. His name is Phil Krabby. He did 3 combat tours in Iraq. And after the Corps, worked for the State Department doing security for U.S. ambassadors. Volunteers for various veteran service organizations, spends most of his time with the Wounded Warrior Project. We'll tell you how we tie that into the High Seas Rally in a second. First, let's say good morning to Phil. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're very good. Thank you for taking time with us this morning, Phil. Man, we love our veterans here on the Big Show, and our listeners very supportive of you, especially the Wounded Warrior Project. Is very neat. Could you tell us what you are? You an official with that project, or you just you help out?
No, I just volunteer.
Okay,
I see.
Yeah, so whatever they need is what I do.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's great. I know a lot of veterans that do that. You know, you're still serving your country, Phil. And we sure appreciate that. And, of course, they always tell you to learn more about the Wounded Warrior Project. Just go to woundedwarriorproject.org. That's their address. So, and Phil, tell us what's happening here. I understand the Entertainment Cruise Production is going to do some donations for our veterans.
Yeah, they've got some really good donations going on. They've got they donated 5 cabins for Wounded Warriors and their significant other.
Wow.
Which is amazing in itself because, you know, some people, you know, might not be able to afford a cruise or,
right.
you know, that's amazing.
That really is. So, y'all, about that, man. So, 5 cabins with the Wounded Warriors and their significant other for a week-long cruise. The world's only biker rally at sea. That is awesome. And also, Phil, notice going to be doing some onboard fundraising during the High Seas Rally cruise.
Yep, they're going to have some a lot of donations, and all of the proceeds are going to be going to Wounded Warrior Project, which, again, is amazing.
Man.
Bikers are the most generous people on this planet.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. I mean, when something happens there, you know, in your neighborhood or your community, you look for the bikers to get out in front of it and do the raising some money, man. There's a family from my hometown in out of Alamance County, North Carolina, lost everything in the fire. And the bikers together, man, getting it there, raising money. People donate their time and their places for them to stop like that. And, man, and you know, and a lot of veterans continue to serve, you know, through some biker organizations as well. I know you know that, Phil.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the biker community is, you know, full of veterans. It's full of civilians that are very, very generous. They have huge hearts. And, yeah, when they get out in front of something, it's amazing.
That's it. Well, y'all, find out all about it. We'd love to have you join us. We still got room for y'all to come on the world's only motorcycle rally on a cruise ship. You know, we got the live music telling you about Colt Ford, old buddy, and Fog Hat and Molly Hatchend. They're going to be taking off from Florida October the 29th, a full week of Caribbean fun on the Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas. So the full story at highseasrally.com. And be sure to look for the link at thebigshow.com. And, Phil, we appreciate your service, buddy, with the Wounded Warrior Project. And, man, it's gonna be cool. We'll be able to meet some of our heroes on the High Seas Rally. We're going to take off, man.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your service, Phil. We appreciate you, buddy.
All right,
man. HighSeasRally.com or click on the link at TheBigShow.com. All right, Billy, let's play this current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
Some archaeology in the news.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Take C and win. We play next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. We're going to do your last day of September. Our video of the day is brought to you by the Bank of America Roval 400. It's Sunday, October 9th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. A new low for Limbo Airlines. Check it out. Make a visit to BigShow.com. Hey, right now, Pet Squad.
Ready? Okay. Come here.
Yay! And let's say hey to Jeffrey from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy. All right. Well, Jeffrey, sit here, listen to Billy, and you win this prize pack.
Well, a team of international archaeologists have discovered what is believed to be the world's oldest drawing. It's a set of red markings on a rock. It was discovered in a cave on the southern tip of South Africa. It's a small fragment of what's believed to be a larger design that is believed to be 73,000 years old. They say the most surprising thing about the artwork is, A, it's significantly older than any previously discovered drawing, B, it's amazingly clear and well-drawn, or C, there's a note in the bottom right corner that says, don't forget to like me on Face Rock.
That's right. Jeffrey, what you got?
Well, I got to go with Steel on that one.
Yeah, boy, good, man.
We're back, baby.
Yeah. We had another loser here this week, so I'm glad we ended it up with 100 again. All right. But, Jeffrey, good work, buddy. Big old Happy Herd prize pack headed to your place in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Yeah, man, he's a deer cat.
First time caller.
All right, good work, Jeffrey.
Been listening to you guys for years.
Appreciate you, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule for this Friday morning. Yeah, we're listening on Phil McCracken about 20 minutes. NBA fans, listen up. You gotta try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. So download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now, use code JBB, and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code JBB. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states. states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For an up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/picksixstates. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yeah, that's it, Riff. That's it. No, that's it.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning.
Billy.
Hey.
Sister Randy. Rob D. Ravo Fool. And hello, Jack Alley.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Anyway, it's a funny story about Sunday morning. I woke up, I had not realized that it was daylight saving time changeover on Saturday night. Yeah. So I didn't set my clock, and I woke up an hour early Sunday morning. I was running an hour ahead of time, and I walked out my front door and didn't see nobody stirring around in the neighborhood. Even that old Yankee fella down the street that cuts his grass on Sunday morning, he wasn't even out there. And I drove all the way from my house to the church building, not a soul in sight, not a car on the street. And I started thinking that was strange. I got there to the church, wasn't a single car in the parking lot. I started to get scared. I walked in the church building, it was completely empty. And I started thinking to myself, oh no, what if the rapture took place overnight and I got left behind?
Lord,
and
come
I
back.
I sat there on the front steps of the church and I was just crying. Oh, and through my tears.
That was you crying again.
Through my tears, I looked over at the Methodist church and wasn't no cars in their parking lot either. I said, well, no, that can't be it. Look at the denominational humor for you. We filled it up by the time Sunday morning really did get started.
All right.
There was not a single empty seat in the whole church sanctuary. In fact, even old backsliding Cuckoo Johnson brought his wife in there. And, you know, they was coming out, and I shook her hand. I said, good morning, Mrs. Johnson. Love to see you again here. Good morning. And Cuckoo, how are you, buddy? I ain't seen you in a long time. Let me ask you something, Cuckoo. Don't you want to be in the army of the Lord? And he said, preacher, I'm already in the army of the Lord. And I said, well, how come we don't see you except at Christmas and Easter? He said, because I'm in the Secret Service. I decided not to smack him with a rod of iron. Yeah. I'd be afraid if they'd been there. I could have killed him with a jawbone of an ass. Which reminds me, let's keep it going for you. Hotline, listen, I'm in the air. It's goofy.
All right, thank you very much. Good to be here. You know, me and Hoyt and Deborah, we might be taking some time off together, so I hope y'all can find some boys to fill here.
Oh, is that
we're
right?
Talking about going fishing. Deborah said he wanted to go fishing in a foreign country, so I think we're going to go to New Mexico.
Cuba,
Ernie.
Didn't you go to school, stupid?
I sure did. I came out that way, too. I tell you what, Ernie, you know, I'm a self-made man. I started out with nothing. I still got most of it. Hey, let me tell you what, I got a good one. What's the difference between a dog barking on the back porch and a woman hollering on the front porch?
I don't know.
Well, if you let both of them in, the dog will shut up. I don't need that back corner right now, man. Let me tell you another, boy. It's a man, this woman was celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. They was out to eat, sitting there at dinner, celebrating 50 years married.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he just started crying. Oh, he started bawling his eyes out. Oh, his woman said, what's wrong?
How is he doing again?
His woman I said, "What's wrong, honey?" He said, "I was just thinking. Remember, it was back there about 50 years ago when we was courting, we was making out on your front porch swing, and your daddy come out and sit you in the house. Well, hey, you didn't know this, but he put a gun to my head. He said, "Boy, I'm a judge in this town. I could kill you and get right away with it. I could throw you in jail." He said, "What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three choices." He said, "Either I shoot you dead, or I lock you up for 50 years, or you bury my daughter." She said, "Well, why are you crying now about it?" He said, "I just thinking I'd be getting out today." Well, y'all have a good day, man.
All right,
you
man.
Ready, Ernie?
All right,
man,
let's get on out of here.
John Boy and Billy.
Boy, the way the Bee Gees played.
Movies John Travolta made.
Guessing how much Elvis weighed.
Those were the days.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio rolling through your Friday morning. All right, let's see what's going on out front.
Well, she got in her car and she cruised to the local drugstore because her roots were showing and she couldn't have that no more. She thought it made her look like a dirty old cheap French whore. So she'll be blonde, blonde, blonde till they take her Miss Claire all away. Yes, she'll be blonde, blonde, blonde till they take her Miss Claire all away. Oh, speak of the devil. Miss Babs, I do declare, I am so jelly of this whole platinum blonde experience you've got going on. You look like Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe, the actress? Excuse me? No, 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 no. She certainly was not before your time. Remember, I've seen your driver's license. Nice try, though. So tell me, and be honest, concerning this whole platinum blonde thing, is your fabulous new hair color, how shall I put this, part of an ensemble? How's that? You don't know you don't speak French? I think it's time for your trip to the toilet. The water closet? Oh, just go to the crapper before you force me into an aneurysm. What's that? You thought I drove a Mini Cooper? Okay. That's enough badinage for now. Badinage. I see, you don't like German food. Alrighty then. Off you go. There she goes, tippy toe. Larry Curly Moe. No, Larry was not a Curly Moe. It's the Three Stooges. Never mind. Just go already. A little further. Little further. Too far. Nope. That's a ficus. Nope. Just a skosh. And jackpot. Don't forget to put the seat down this time. You're not sitting your wet butt in my Mini again. And scene. Sigh. I was there the day she got her results for her IQ test. It was negative. Jump with me. Big Show Fisping, I'm going to help you. Not today, Satan. Not today. I rebuke you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. That damn astro nerd. John Boy, Big Show Fisping, I'm going to help you. Oh, Marcel. I'm just waiting for the Platinum Einstein to figure out how to get out of the bathroom.
We have a few minutes, trust me.
What's that? Are we going to John Boy's farm for the cookout? Oh, I don't know. I'm torn because I love girl talk with all the wives and Jackie and Tater, but then, of course, John Boy tries to get me to sing I Will Survive. But then, if I do, he gets all emotional. It's weird. After the first I Will Survive, tears roll down his cheeks and his bottom lip quivers.
What do I think? I'm at a loss. You know, it's the same look he has on his face when one of his cows has a calf. I don't know why. No, trust me, that's not his feminine side coming out. Although, he does love to wear Crocs, so you never really know. Well, if that were the only thing, but see, then there's the Booger Branch Irregulars, John Boy's Backwoods Brain Trust. Oh, no, they don't make catty comments or anything like that. In fact, they'd never even speak a word to me. They just stare at me in silence. Like they expect me to burst into flames or start high-stepping the finale choreography from a chorus line. We should go just so you can see them. Well, maybe I do exaggerate just a smidge. It's not that bad, really. I have fun with them, too. I do things like I'll stare at one of them and I'll lick the rim of my glass. Or another good one is I put bumper stickers on their trucks. Oh, you know, things like rainbow flags or the coexist one or ask me about my pronouns or don't speak to me at all. But my favorite, meat is murder. They go bonkers. But you know, it's not like the good old days. I'm telling you, Marcel, the entourage has fallen to new lows. The golden days were glorious. Bradshaw and Henry Cato were superstars. Spanky always had about 30 bottles of peppermint schnapps with him. Winning! Pokey from the Mountains was about as close to deliverance as I ever hoped to get, but he was charming in his own squirrel-killing way. And little Coach Cobb, like a cross between Papa Smurf and Mumbles the Clown, always asking to hide in your pocket so he could avoid paying a cover charge. Ah, but nowadays, sweet fancy Moses, Wesley and Tony. They are, I guess, the Red and Sunny to John Boy's Elvis. Oh, and then there's Milk Truck Monty. He's far more popular with the ladies than he deserves to be. You can't get women like that wearing bib overalls, I'll tell you that. How did he get the name Milk Truck Monty? Let me have a dozen Cosmos sometime and I'll tell you. FYI, it's not pretty, but it is pretty amazing. So to answer your question, let's stay home tonight. Watch replays of The View and make poo-poo sounds when Joy Behar speaks. Oh, here comes Babs. I'll see you tonight. And Marcel, dust. Here she is. Are we all set for errands and relatively toilet water free? Splendid. And off we go. What's that? While you were in the bathroom, you had an aha moment? Well, dish. Tell me about your epiphany. You only went number one. Ah. Oh, my head. What a time to run out of BC powders. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on straight, people!
Let me tell you how much I appreciate it, and this is certainly a milestone. It ranks right up there with the fact that I got a phone call prior to the first Duke Carolina game from up in Norfolk, Virginia, and this guy called and he said, Woody, he said, Coach Drizzell wants you to be on the radio with him tomorrow night. I said, what? And he said, yeah, I said, Lefty's got a radio show up here and he wants you to be on. And so I was the night before Carolina played Duke for the first time. So being with John Boy and Billy's program, right up there with being with Coach Drizzell. Hi, this is Woody Durham. I want to remind you that you're listening to John Boy and Billy's Big Show.
It is the Big Show on the radio, and this time every Friday, announce the winner of John Boy's Wonderful Things of the Week. This week, a brand new hat from the American Whitetail Authority, a dress-up hat if you need one, and a couple of those pictures of the Atlanta Braves players from 1992, Steve Avery, Sid Bream, autographed. Those pictures were ripped from a spiral-bound desk calendar, calendar not included, but like I said, we find it, we'll mail it to the winner. And we got the winner right now. Randy, this is Spence. Bruce Ballard from Fort Branch, Indiana. You got it, Bruce. All right, buddy, good deal. Bruce Ballard, get some stuff there. Jackie, get that mail to you. My wonderful things for next week. So heading into this weekend, not sure what's going to happen, but y'all listen. If you're a Tennessee Volunteer fan, you're going to want this. Of course, last weekend, Tennessee beat Florida, first time in a while. Highly ranked. I think Pac said it's in the top 10. I have to check it out. But I have a brand new, never worn hat. Tennessee National Champions from 1998. The tag is even still on that. Back in 98, this National Championship hat was valued at $11.99.
Why, that's worth $10,000 in today's money.
So, want to celebrate what could be. Tennessee Vols, good this year. The never-worn 1998 Tennessee National Champion hat. Check it out, thebigshow.com. 1 week from today, we'll announce the winner and share the joy. Oh, Rocky Top. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. All right, well, final hour to Friday, Big Show, always about NFL during this NFL season with our man, Tom Sorensen. And we got him on the line right now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Well, doing good, buddy. Well, with all the upsets going on and what's happening through 3 weeks of NFL play, man, the league, you say, got parity. Well, your locks had parity last weekend. You went 8-8. So for the season, you're still 29 wins, 18 losses, one tie. And then we look at the locks, man, these upsets on the locks. You went 2 locks last week. In Kansas City, you had them beating the Indianapolis Colts by more than 6.5. They lost 20-17. Man, I know you didn't see that one coming.
Nah, they fumbled a punt. I'm always making excuses, but they fumbled a punt on their own 5, and their kicker was hurt. So they tried a fake field goal, and it was like when they got to the line, they said, fake field goal on 1.
Wait a minute.
Everybody knew what they were doing. And, yeah, I was wrong. Oh, of all the locks I picked this season, that is the one that I would not pick again.
Right.
The earlier ones I lost, I would, but not that one.
Well, now, I don't know a lot about football, I'll admit. But how does your kicker get hurt? Because I've always thought if there's one position in football that
one kicker got hurt warming up on the sidelines a couple of weeks, maybe the first week, wasn't it, Tom?
Yeah, so, Panthers kicker. He's warm.
It was our kicker. All right.
Yeah, well, you know.
I still got a chance. I have college eligibility.
You're using muscles in that
thing. I woke up with a pulled hamstring one morning after spending the whole night in bed.
Sleeping, kicking, punting. And we're going to talk about the butt punt. This might get interested to you, Randy, about that. But first, that second lock. Yeah, you had Dallas getting 2.5 points over the New York Giants. And Cowboys won 23-16. And the Giants, that was the last undefeated team. Looked like they were going to do it. But you called that one right, Tom.
Yeah, but I was so nervous. I couldn't watch. And then I turn it on. And the first full play I see is the Giants, Saquon Barkley, scoring a touchdown with the Giants up. And I think, okay, it's bad luck when I watch, and it's bad luck when I don't. And then Dallas came back and dominated, and all was right with the world. I was able to pay my mortgage, and I'm a happy guy.
All right. Yeah, well, one of the most weirdest plays of week number 3, the butt punt. And, Tom, you said I got so much attention as part of the vocabulary now.
Yeah, it's like somebody says, how was your day? Well, except for the butt punt, it was fine.
I've been saying that for years. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
It was a weird play, man.
He didn't have much room. He was backed up in his own end zone, right? So he didn't have much room
90 seconds left, yeah. His name's Thomas Morstead, and he had one punt blocked in 14 years.
Wow.
He's punting from his own end zone and hits a teammate, a guy named Trent Sherfield, in the butt. Bounces off his butt for safety. And everybody thinks it's funny. except for the Miami coaches, that I don't see why people are laughing. But what was cool to me was Trent Sherfield, the guy whose butt got kicked. He, you know, NFL balls have a big Wilson on them. And he said, man, I got a big W on my butt. And he said, I am offering my butt for endorsements. He said, Charmin, whatever you want. Oh. He said, I am in. And I thought, that's a perfect.
I'm telling you what. Man, when I was watching that, and it looked like he just punted it and it went back over his head. And then you'd have to look and see the button. And then Stick, my son, he pulled it up on social media, like right quick. That thing looked like, it's a good thing it wasn't point. The point did not hit Trent's butt. But it looked like it was like halfway up there, just the laces. You know, you could. Wow. It was crazy.
It was. A few years ago with the Panthers, Steve Berline was a quarterback. And he's supposed to line up behind the center, obviously. He lined up behind the guard. And afterward, the center said, how could you confuse our butts? His is twice as big as mine. The guard said, it is not. And I thought, of all the things that I've seen in the NFL, an argument about butt size between two guys who weigh 310 pounds one I ever thought I'd experience.
They can get sensitive about some of their big parts.
You don't body shame anyone. That's the rule.
That's it. Oh, man. Interesting twist to the NFL standings, you say, Tom?
Yeah, you know, going into this week, two undefeated teams. And Philly and Miami, and only one winless team. And unfortunately, it's the Raiders. You and I both go way back with the Raiders, and man, they just cannot get it. They are 0-3. And otherwise, you know, there were so many teams going in, like the Panthers last week, 0-2, and the teams that needed to win got their win. And but that's parity when after only three weeks. Man. There's only three teams, either winless or undefeated.
And that's parity. You went 8-8, one out of two locks. I mean, there it is. And the amazing stat for the week. Tom, who you got with that?
God, Lamar Jackson, quarterback for Baltimore, has been phenomenal. He leads the league in TD passes, leads the league in passer rating. His quarterback is fifth in rushing, and he leads in rushing average, 9.3 yards a carry. He has more TDs running and passing, 12, than 30 teams.
I mean, that is team league. Wow.
That's a phenomenal number. And just one more, last week, New England, Bill Belichick blitzes him. And against the blitz, Jackson goes 9-for-10 with four TDs. I mean, he is just playing out of his head. And so far, again, it's early, and there have been some great quarterbacks, but so far he is clearly the MVP.
That's it. All right. Like I would say, man, great time to be a sports fan. NBA camps have opened up. Major League Baseball playoffs, a wild card series. When does that start, Tom?
Man, that starts a week from today. There'll be four games. And they only get one game break after the end of the season.
Right.
It's fun. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't follow baseball the way I follow the NFL. But when the playoffs start, I think that's just kind of a call to everybody. And that's going to be fun.
And wild card series are 2 out of 3. So that'll be next Friday, getting underway while we're talking the NFL. And Tom going to hang on here for us about 30 minutes. Going to pick every NFL game this weekend. We'll look at week 4. All right, Tom. Appreciate you, buddy. Hang on. We'll get back up with you in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
All right, man. Meantime, let us play some Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a couple contestants and play next. Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. We're going to do your Friday morning. Hey, man, big times at Kansas City Speedway. Coming up beginning today, running through this weekend, the American Royal Barbecue Contest. It's the biggest barbecue contest in the country. Somebody become this year's American Royal Champion. And our boys Kevin Sport and Hound Brown with Rolling Smoke Nation going to be there with our friends at Gunner Wilhelm Knives, sharing the love of Kaneka Sausage and John Boy and Billy Grilling Sauce. You're going to make the scene. Kansas City Speedway. Look at my boys. Have you some fun. Give my big duh hug. They'll know what you mean. Let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Steve from Union, South Carolina. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got Pat from Lexington, Tennessee. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Yeah, y'all, baby. Welcome. All right, Pat, we're going to put you with Marcy and Randy, the girls' team. Steve, you're on the John Boy and Billy side.
Yeah, I got it.
We'll do two rounds, 30 seconds each. Y'all know the way we do it. Good luck. All right. Steve, me and you for the first 30 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, then. Let's do it. Start the clock now. Your driveway is not paved. It's got this on it.
Asphalt.
No, it's not paved. Little rock. Oh, little rocks.
Gravel.
Yes. All right. This is like a little lizard that changes colors. Karma. A boy George song.
Chameleon.
Yes. Chameleon. All right. Oh, I don't like what's on TV. Change the
channel.
Yeah. All right. Oh, give me a blank. It's a mystery. I need a. No? All right, then. Put a three on the board. Three. What do you say, Billy?
It's a mystery, all right.
I'm commenting the word guy, huh?
Had a little crisis with the Karma Chameleon, didn't you?
I know. Karma. Do the boy George song. Yeah. High five. Okay. All right, Pat and Tater for their round one. Pat, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. A little bit quick on uptake now. This is a 30-second timed event. Ready?
Hey, she's on the other tape. What are you worried about?
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Take your time.
Oh, boy.
Ready? Go.
To solve a mystery, you need to collect a lot of these.
Clues.
Attaboy. Hey, wheat is one of these. You might have a whole blank bread.
Bank.
Uh-huh. He's not your friend. He is the opposite. He is your
enemy.
Uh-huh. This is 10th grade in high school. You are not a freshman. You're a
sophomore.
Yes. Hey, if you.
Wow. Hey, Pat, that voice inside your head got a deep one.
Yeah.
I like him.
Must make it a lot better when you sing along with yourself.
You put a four on the board.
We all did. It was wonderful.
Hey, that's all right. Y'all get all the help you need
that's
on the other
exactly.
side of this phone. So Pat takes the lead 4-3. And now Steve and Billy, we could use some points right here. You ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
And go.
When you have a contagious disease, they put you in this so you're not around other people. They put you into what?
Quarantine.
Yeah. There you go. If you go to buy something at a store, you are officially a store what? You buy stuff at a store, that makes you a blank of the store.
The blank is always right.
The blank is always right.
Please.
Okay. Oh, you didn't know. You saw that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, y'all got one and put that on the 3-4 score for Steve. So, Randy and Pat.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great. All you need is one to win.
And, y'all, I have to spend a lot of time with him after work today. So, I really don't want to take this victory, but I really don't have any.
Oh, yeah, please. Just go as quick
it's
as
It's hard
you
to
can
take a dive right. when you only need one.
I know, yeah. You see? That's where I'm at.
All right. Pat, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Did that guy tell you to say yes?
Hey.
Ready?
No.
He said no. All right, y'all. Picking up on that last one, by the way.
Yeah.
And Randy might not even have to say anything.
Just go.
Okay, go.
Customer.
Customer, thank you. I'm here for the win. All right, Steve from Union, South Carolina, you're eligible to play again anytime, but please don't for a couple of weeks.
We all need a break.
It's been been 10 years, John Boy.
Wow.
Is that right? Wow, man. Steve, we appreciate you, buddy. You have a great day, man.
You too.
All right, man. Let's go say hello. Yeah, Pat, we've already done it. Good. It's over. Pat, you win. You got the big Liquid Performance prize pack. And Jackie, hook you up. Whoever's there with you, tell him good job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic bid request for this Friday morning comes from Robert Taylor. Robert says, could you play some Dale's Den sometime? Hadn't heard those in a while. They are hilarious. Yes, they are, Robert. We'll do it for you. Coming up next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Classic beer requests, Robert Taylor, Dale's Den. Dale got him an answering machine, turned it into ad talk. Let's do this one for you, Robert.
Dale's Den ad talk. The spring has sprung upon us. The sun is coming out. Everything look good, baby. Watch out for them West Nile mosquitoes. Hey, look like the thing gonna be right after a hard winter. Here the den is jamming. Everybody come on down to the den. I just want to get a few things off my chest. Hey, you know how I am. Every once in a while I have to lighten up.
Yeah.
First, let me tell you about the T-bone steaks. We got some great T-bone steaks. But every once in a while we'll run into a different cutter who cuts the steaks and charge a little bit more. So every once in a while, the T-bone steaks might be a little bit more. We try like hell to keep them down to our regular price, the price that we have on our menu. But every once in a while, they'll be just a little bit more. So check with us on those T-bones when you order one, see what the price is on them. 9 times out of 10, they're going to be the price that we advertise. But every once in a while, we still want you to enjoy a good T-bone, and we know you wouldn't mind paying just a little bit more. Now, we ain't going to pour no wool over your eyes and shoot you some junk. Hey, in the den, give us a little time. Call ahead. I would give out the telephone number, but I got too many people still playing on this telephone. We don't have a secretary that answer our calls or operator, whatever you call it, just sit down and answer our calls and just talk to you. So we have to stop what we're doing here today to answer the telephone. Okay. And that stalls time for us to be serving our customer the best that we can do for the people that are right here or the people that are acting really up to the par. So if you got some kind of problem with a telephone that you just want to call somebody, don't call Dean. Call somebody else, like your policeman or your congressman or your president. You know, people who are paid to listen to you and your little thing. Don't call the Dean. But if you want some good eats and some good direction and some good happening, we'll be glad to tell you. But we don't have anybody who sitting here waiting on your little bull to call here and talk about you in New York, you want so-and-so delivered and all over mess like that. You know, it don't even make sense. Hey, check your life out. Get a life. Here in the den, if you want to take us for a spin, everything that we do is inside of Dale's Den. And it's all so sweet. Listen, it's fabulous, baby. Dead fabulous. We got the best of shrimp. And folks, how can you do it, Dale? How could you sell such a big-ass shrimp for such a minimum price? I search high and low, baby, to get the best of deals for you. Now, look, I want to make a little money. That's the name of the game. I got to stay in business. but I want you to be satisfied. And all I will eat, hey, I believe you'll be well satisfied. And we take our tackle. We know how to cook. We know how food look cooking, how food look when it's supposed to get done, how food's supposed to taste when it get done. We know all of that. You go to these little fast food joints, you got a high school kid today, don't see the stove before. Hey, don't even look at the stove when they're at home. And then you go in there, this ain't right. Damn well it ain't right. Hey, you can check that out.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. John Boy and Billy and the gang, and joining us as he does every Friday morning, our man Tom Sorensen. Good morning again, Tom.
Good morning, and yes, I'm good.
Look at
I'm on a roll, man. Come on.
Last week, yeah, man, the worst week that you've had. We talking about parity and upsets happening. You went 8-8. Kansas City screwed up your lock over Indianapolis Colts, but luckily you picked two, came back with Dallas beating the previously undefeated New York Giants 23-16. So good work on that. So you're on track for your locks of the week. I can say that because I see it right here. For the season, 29-18-1, and we are in week four. Start off early Sunday morning, 9:30 Eastern on the NFL Network. Got one of them games in London. Love so much, Tom. This doesn't look like it'd be that bad. The 2-1 Minnesota Vikings over, well, playing the 1-2 New Orleans Saints. New Orleans has got the home field, is what they say, but we know they're in London.
Okay.
This one's better than most, and I like Minnesota. I was not impressed with New Orleans against the Panthers last week. Just so many mistakes offensively, and I just think Minnesota has too much for them.
All right. Vikings will win in London. And then the early Sunday afternoon games, the 2-1 Cleveland Browns at the 1-2 Atlanta Falcons.
You know, Atlanta's been better than I thought, but I just think I like that Cleveland defense. Close game, but like the Browns on the road.
The 2-1 Buffalo Bills at the 2-1 Baltimore Ravens.
That's a good game. And we talked about how well Lamar Jackson's playing, but Buffalo has a quarterback too. Still think Buffalo is the best team in football, and I think Buffalo wins a really good game.
All righty. Then we got the 1-2 Washington Commanders. But Coach Rivera having some problems. They're playing at the 2-1 Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, Washington has struggled. They cannot protect their quarterback, and Dallas is good at getting after a quarterback. Cowboys are favored by only 3, and this one just jumps out. I like Dallas to win big, and they are my lock of the week.
All right, lock of the week. Cowboys over the old Indians. All right. The 1-2 Seattle Seahawks and the 1-2 Detroit Lions.
Sorry, it took me a second.
That's all right.
Detroit's pretty good, man. I think I just like what they have, and I think they win this one easily.
Yeah, I'm liking Detroit, too. I've got to like you. I liked them in Hard Knocks, and they're doing pretty good, man. All right. Got the 1-2 Los Angeles Chargers at the 0-2-1 Houston Texans.
Boy, the Chargers were hammered by Jacksonville last week.
Yes.
But they get their quarterback. He'll be healthy, all the way healthy for this one. And I think Herbert and the Chargers come charging back. I like them on the road.
And then we got the 1-2 Tennessee Titans at the 1-1-1 Indianapolis Colts.
This is a rough one. But, you know, they both showed something last week. And I think Tennessee just has too much to keep losing. And I like the Titans on the road.
There you go, Tennessee. Got the 2-1 Chicago Bears at the 2-1 New York Giants.
Bears have everything working for them except for their forward pass. They just aren't bad at it. And they hardly even try. Giants, you know what? That's not a bad team, especially for a New York team, which they're supposed to lose. I think the Giants win this one handily.
All right, Giants. And then the 2-1 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 3-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
I tell you, man, Jacksonville has been impressive.
And, they have.
Doug Peterson used to coach Philly, you'll recall, and he's turned Jacksonville around. And he would like more than anything to beat his old team, but Philly just has too much. Another good game, but I like the Eagles at home.
All right, take the Eagles. The 1-2 New York Jets at the 1-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is one of the worst Pittsburgh teams I have ever seen. And yet, they're at home. They're against the Jets. They have some great fans. And I think the Steelers pull this one out.
All right. There are three late Sunday afternoon games. The 1-2 Arizona Cardinals at the 1-2 Carolina Panthers.
This was a tough one, man. But the Panthers' D came in last week. And if Baker Mayfield could just get it going, which he has yet to do, I think it's... I don't think Carolina's very good right now. Uh-huh. I think Arizona's worse, and I like the Panthers at home.
Okay, see if they can run down Kyler Murray on Sunday. And we got the 1-2 New England Patriots at the 2-1 Green Bay Packers.
Okay, this will tell you what odds makers think of New England this season. The Packers are favored by 9.5.
Whoa!
Bill Belichick. I like the Packers big.
All right. Packers that way. The 2-1 Denver Broncos at the 0-3 Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders get the victory Sunday. They will beat Denver at home.
All right. And then Sunday night football, the 2-1 Kansas City Chiefs at the 2-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, I forgive the Chiefs for betraying me last week, and I still think they have more than Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
Tampa Bay's really fighting with some injuries, and I like the Chiefs close on the road.
Okay, Chiefs on the road. And then Monday night football, the 2-1 Los Angeles Rams at the 1-2 San Francisco 49ers.
49ers almost had Denver last week. They're not quite there, but boy, that is a good defense. And I like the 49ers. Very close at home.
And taking the 49ers at home. All right, good stuff. Once again, the lock of the week is the Dallas Cowboys beating the Washington Commandos by more than 3 points.
That's the Commanders. Right. They're the Commandos if they're not wearing any underwear.
Oh, wait, so it brings us back around to the butt punt.
That there we go.
Okay, you need to wear some thick underwear there on the line. So. All right, Tom, we appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy. Have a great weekend.
Everybody have a great weekend, and as always, thank you.
All right, buddy, bud. Let's get it, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea comes in regular lemonade and strawberry and watermelon lemonade flavors, and you can stock up on it right now at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, y'all, that's it for the broadcast. Next up, John Boy and Billy Late Risers Podcast. Get it at TheBigShow.com. Love you, mean it.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.